So the big O started as a forward. So 40 metres out, directly in front to give the Lions the perfect start in the second term. And he's just snuck it in.
Comes in. It's a glorious-looking drop punt. Never in doubt. Magnificent strike from Eric Hibble. They kicked 3 goals in 5 minutes here to start the second quarter, Brisbane. Top of the square, 2-on-2. Body's being shoved. Saad was moved out of the way by Robinson. Oh, Robinson weaves through traffic. That is embarrassing. Absolutely lamentable defence by the Carlton defenders.
Cameron just leans back on it and kicks another one. He's got 2. The Lions completely dominant in this second term.
AFL Nation highlights for McDonald's. Like a game of footy, Macca's new McSpicy burger has serious kick.
Yeah, completely dominant. The Lions were 7-2 in that second term. They lead by 26 points at halftime. 9-9-63. The Blues 5-7-37. They were the highlights, of course, for McDonald's. And the crispy burger has some serious kick. And, of course, it's our halftime floor show for Choices Flooring.
The Choices Flooring Halftime Floor Show. The Choices Flooring Watch Your Lifestyle sale is on now.
Well, boys, before we go through some of the awards at halftime, Bob, from a Carlton point of view, we saw David Teague speaking there on Fox Footy. Hopefully we bring the audio of that shortly. What would he have been most alarmed with in that second term?
The lack of urgency to defend, the lack of appetite to contest. It really was about as bad as it gets in that second quarter. Non-competitive. There was a lack of connection amongst the players. There was something deeper, I think. There was a, do I have to? We're talking football about, you know, you're making the sacrifice, the off-ball run, the manning up, all those things that are unheralded. The good teams are fanatical about it. They actually look for those opportunities. They actually want to do it. They want to do it for the bloke standing next to the bloke in the same jumper. From here, you shouldn't be... The detail we could pick up was, they don't want to do it.
It's an attitude.
Do I really have to do that? But I don't want to do that because that's not good for me. It was really selfish and soulless in that second quarter.
Haven't we been saying this for a while for Carlton? Their lack of want to defend. So why is it not changing?
I don't think... Maybe I'm deaf to this part of the criticism of Carlton. I don't think it's necessarily been a lack of will in recent times, but that's what we've seen today. That second quarter was... There's been some bad dished up by Carlton in the recent past, some bad. But right now, the pit of my gut, I feel like that is as bad as anything. That second quarter is as bad as anything that they've produced in recent times, in the dark recent past. And right now, there's a half of footy where they can do something about it. And I don't want to be alarmist about this, but right now, this is the sort of performance that puts a coach under real pressure because of all the reasons that... There's nothing non-negotiable about Carlton's performance. They're not at least up for the fight. They weren't in that second quarter.
But they were in the first.
No, I know.
Their intensity in the first. I'm not going to say overwhelmed Brisbane, but it was, to the naked eye, their pressure and intensity was better than the Lions.
So here we are. Repeat that. Get back doing what you were doing in that first quarter, in the third. You're only 26. They should be 45, 50 points down.
Yeah, the game should be all over. It should be all over. It's not.
No.
That's the silver lining.
So yeah. they've got half a footy to do something about it.
We mentioned David Teague spoke. Let's have a listen to what he said thanks to Fox Footy.
Look, we got smashed. We were smashed in the ruck, and then we gave free kicks away early. I think they had the first 3 centre clearances, and it was undisciplined. They upped the ante, and we didn't handle it well, and then we couldn't get it out of our back half. I don't know how many inside 50s they finished with, but we got pinned in our back half. A little bit of that was decision-making. A bit of that was ball use, but we just need to get our composure back.
I feel like you got the intensity back, though, late in that quarter. Is that what you're going to work with the boys that's going in the second half?
Yeah, we've got to start winning it around the contest. They beat us at the stoppages and got the game in their half, so we need to make sure we're matching that. When we got it forward early in the game, we got shots on goal, but even late, some of our ball use just hurt us.
All right, thanks for your time, mate. I appreciate it.
No worries.
Do you feel a momentum shift late in that quarter?
No, I didn't. Cam Mooney trying to find a silver lining that I don't think, with all due respect to Cam, existed in that quarter. But anyway, he saw something that we didn't see. Why don't we run through? Yeah. Let's let the second half speak for itself. Some of the categories at halftime. Running hot for Ream, installer Ream, Australia's favourite in hot water. Somebody jump out over anyone else
I think on the Eric ground for anyone? In that second quarter. Eric Hipwood did kick three goals, could have had a fourth. He really lit it up for the Lions in the first half.
A few that were pretty good, weren't they? Devin Robertson was pretty good in that second quarter as well. Stats wrap for safety steel sheds, designed to save, built to last. Give us some numbers that we need to know about.
Individuals, Hugh McCluggage has been everywhere, 19 disposals. As you said, Andy, a lot falls back on the shoulders of young Sam Walsh. He's been excellent again. 19 disposals. Cripps has had 16, 13 handballs, 3 kicks so far. Kurnow, 16. Ritz, 16. Lions, once again, just be under, do we underrate this guy? 14 disposals. He's been very, very good again. Doherty and Wietering, 13 apiece for the Blues. As we mentioned, Hipwood's got 3 goals so far for the Brisbane Lions.
Bizarrely, the team stats are relatively close.
Yes.
The disposals, 191 to 189. Inside 50s, that ended up in the first half with 33 to Brisbane, 27 to Carlton. So that was a big flip because Carlton had the domination there early. But really, the main numbers are quite even.
Let's whip through the smartest play of the first half for Australian-made support, Aussie-made products.
I liked Calamar Cheese one-on-ones a couple of times defensively. Had a really crafty way about him.
By Australian right now. Big moments in the first half. Separate to that for Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence, Bendix Brakes.
Can I say Mitch Robinson, what he did going back with the flight? Did that just show the difference in mindset between the two teams?
I think so. No, not the pie, the mic. Oh. I reckon that's a good call. I think that's a pretty fair call, Jules. That's exactly what, by and large, Carlton haven't been doing.
Well, there is moments like that, and you see Lachie Neale, who probably shouldn't be out there.
Well,
but his want to do it for his teammates is evident.
Well, beautiful segue from you. I don't know whether you did that deliberately, but injury wrap for Sudox pain relief cream followed directions for use.
A bit going on. Darcy Gardner subbed out with concussion about halfway through that. First term, we saw Lachie Neale off with that ankle injury. He's still out there. Harry Mackay got a big corky. We've seen Neale split open. We've seen Mitch Robertson split open. Hipwood limped off in the first term, but obviously he's come back pretty strong. But Darcy Gardner subbed out. It'll be interesting to see what scans show with Lachie Neale.
He still wasn't
moving very well.
I'll be interested as well. Crucial moments for New Farm Australian through and through. The fact that Lachie Neale, we thought the worst when we saw him holding the high ankle. It didn't look good. We've seen it too many times in recent years. We now know what syndesmosis is all about and could have been that.
It'll be interesting to see how he comes out after halftime. That's quite a break.
Yeah, we'll get to a break. The second half, not too far away. Got a couple of other awards to spin through. At halftime here at Marvel Stadium, it's the Lions by 26 points.